escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tomorrow we're live at Falcons training camp. And we'll be bringing you the latest. As we said, big guest going to join us. We'll have a couple of other guests as well. And then we're going to do the show from Hooters Mall of Georgia. And for every day there's an open practice that we will be up there, and most times you guys, if you can make it, we know you're not going to be at every practice, and that's why you should tune in every day to make sure you get caught up on everything that's going on and with the Falcons. But for those days, we're going to be pretty much doing the show up there from the Mall of Georgia Hooters. But there's one day, and we'll let you know, that we're going to be at Buffalo's Cafe, Mike. So that's the one. It's like one Wednesday, but we'll get you caught up with that, man. But we're looking forward to it.
And again, looking forward to seeing the crowd. I already found out that basically all the tickets are made available to the fans. And again, go to the Falcons website for the future weekends or weekdays, whenever you can get there, that are open to the public. Because to go from basically nothing to having that kind of great vibe, like some, you know, whatever the number is, 1,500 to 2,000 people on the side of the hill, bringing some energy and some juice, that's going to be a lot of fun. And the players, they talked about it last year. Some of the veterans missing some of that energy.
No doubt. And I think, you know, everybody talks about, oh, you have to create your own energy. You do, but it helps when the fans are there.
Right.
You just, you know.
You make a big play and you're like, ah! I mean, that's...
It's better.
And other than, you know, they always have every practice now in the NFL's got, you know, music in the background, whether it's hard rock or hip-hop, to kind of create some energy and also make things, you know, a little more juice. But to have the crowd going, that's just a different energy, period.
Yeah, man. By the way, with the Falcons, and we'll tell you more about things that were said today from Chris Lindstrom, Kate Ellis also speaking to the media, and Bijan Robinson, all that stuff is on the way. Right now, though, we got to get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Well, there are not a lot of highlights, are there, Mike, from the Braves game last night? Okay, maybe one.
Yeah, you picked up a guy in a trade. You traded a nobody to pick up a guy who's a journeyman. He does have a tie to Atlanta. He was raised and moved to Alabama. Played baseball for Auburn. But unfortunately, you're pulling for the guy. But there's just nothing going on. It's just, it's kind of rinse repeat, where you've got a dude that's unfortunately trying to hang on in the show. He doesn't really have, you know, anything. By the way, great job by Brandon Gordon and CJ Nikowski and Paul Bird doing everything humanly possible to make this broadcast interesting last night. Day-Day, did you see that? They got into the grip because CJ picked up on, well, he's kind of using the middle finger to push off that changeup, and then there was nothing going on. And look, you feel for the kid, Davis Daniel, and here he was, and there he goes. And he's DFA'd the day later.
5 runs, 7 hits. The one highlight, Acuna for life. Another assist for Ronald Acuna. This dude, man, he's different. Here's the throw by Acuna.
Right center. This one is going to be off the wall.
I'll throw him out.
Patrick Bailey. Safe. We'll see if they review it.
Perfectly played by Ronald, and a bullet here, and a nice kind of one hop, easy to handle for Ozzy. Oh yeah, right.
He's
there.
He's out. Off.
Yeah.
It looks like Ronald is going to get another assist.
And he did.
And it was funny because, you know, Ronald, it wasn't like he ran over there. He just played it perfectly. and just doof and makes that perfect throw. At first, I was like, it's basically, it was on the Giants runner because his lead leg didn't hit the bag. And then basically, Ozzie just travels the glove, pow, got it right, well, at the belt line, and it was an out. And again, good to use the technology, and they got it right. But that's, as you said, the only shining moment of that game.
Yeah, and here's the thing. It's funny because I guess, teams are like, well, they're not that good, so I'm going to challenge Ronald. Good luck with that.
Right,
he's like, keep challenging me if you want to. I'm going to keep throwing guys out. By the way, Braves losing top of the eighth right now, 9-3 as we speak. Hey, man, let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
All right, college football front and center. We mentioned Brent Key's going to join us, Mike. This is Tony Petitti, Big Ten commissioner, because the Big Ten media days are going on as well. Las Vegas. But he was asked about the future of the college football playoff format. Remember, he feels one way. Greg Sankey feels another. Here's Petitti.
Like the revenue share parameters, the Big Ten and SEC's format control is set forth clearly in the agreement that all members signed. With respect to format, the Big Ten has been consistent in its strong preference for a playoff system that allocates spots based on conference standings and the results of play-in games. We want to better connect the regular season and the postseason. A critical goal of any postseason format, regardless of sport, is to keep as many teams alive as deep into the season as possible. We want more conference games to matter in November. Also, the playoff format should not function as a disincentive to schedule tough non-conference games. As we said throughout this process, we are open to considering any format ideas that come from our colleagues or the CFP staff. But to be clear, formats that increase the discretion and role of the CFP selection committee will have a difficult time gaining support from the Big Ten.
He wants to limit the committee's ability to have selection choices, and he wants the more games during the regular season to have a role in deciding the end result, which is why they're asking the SEC, add that ninth game, won't you guys? SEC says, slow your roll. We're not ready to do that yet. But he's laying out his parameters, Mike, as to why and what he thinks about the future of the college football playoff.
Yeah, I mean, you look at some of the bigger games, Texas going to Ohio State, Oklahoma going to Michigan, and that's great. But, you know, the one thing that kind of came front and center because he opened his big trap was Kurt Cignetti, the Indiana coach, who's dropping Virginia from their schedule. And no disrespect to Kennesaw State, but, you know, that's going in against a Big Ten team. They're playing like just absolute weak out-of-conference scheduled, and the SEC is playing LSU at Clemson. You know, they have the natural rivalry with Clemson at South Carolina, Georgia Tech for Georgia, Texas A&M going to Notre Dame, Florida going to Miami. I mean, that trumps a lot of what you're seeing in the Big Ten, with all due respect. So I understand what he wants, but until the college playoff committee, and that's the variable for me. I want to see a nine-game schedule. I think we all want to see nine games conference schedule for Georgia, but if you're not going to be rewarded for it, if you're going to get penalized for it, and somebody like Indiana can leapfrog you while you're playing a rough-and-tumble conference schedule, there's no reason for Georgia and the rest of the SEC to do it.
I don't think they're going to come to an agreement anytime soon. By the way, speaking of media days, Mike Norville talked about FSU having a bounce-back season after a disappointing year.
Oh, boy.
That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah, you betcha. Yeah, I saw something here where he's talking about, you know, last year we were trying to kind of doing some things to force leadership.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have any. Remember the soundbite after they lost to Boston College after, you know, Billy O'Brien did the same thing that Brent Keating would just run it right at him. And he said, we're looking for leaders. You're looking for leaders in week two? You remember you and I talked about this last September. You don't have any. So what is the culture? He's still in a real big sort of a crossroads of transfer portal guys. And I hope he's got some dudes. Next year, Florida State's recruiting class is top 20, according to most of the sites. But big, big question mark. I don't know what Norvell's got. I think a lot of Florida State fans, Carl, if they could, they'd get rid of him. Because that was an unmitigated disaster. You can't afford to buy this guy out.
No, you can't.
You're stuck with him.
No, that's the problem. By the way, UNC, ACC Media Day is going on, sells out all their single season tickets and their season tickets for 2025. This is the Belichick effect, guys. Now, they've not won anything. But, Mike, everybody's thinking they're going to be good. Like, he's going to sprinkle the magic sauce on here, and all of a sudden UNC is going to be good. I'm not believing it, but this is what's going on. They have sold out all their season tickets.
Well, after all that stuff that was written, The Athletic mostly, and a few in Sporting News, and, of course, the Pablo Torre stuff, saying that there was a lot of friction between their version of whoever runs the boosters, the athletic department, the trustees in Carolina, the university president, after the soap opera with Bill and his girlfriend. But we'll see. I mean, he's building this after like an NFL team, a professional approach with his manager and all that. But I just, what's the big recruiting coup for North Carolina? Is there one?
No. No.
Have you seen one day-day?
Nike. They're not even ranked in the top 30 when it comes to recruiting. Right. Now, I don't know about the portal. That's always different.
Right.
But remember, when you go into the portal, I mean, like the rankings and, you know, from where you were coming out of high school and you got recruited to what maybe you've done the last 2 years, Mike. Some of these kids in the portal, we know this. They've been to four schools in the last 5 years.
Right.
So I don't know what that looks like for UNC. Nor do I, you know, am going to attempt to tell you, but I just don't feel like it's been a difference-making type year when you say, hey, Bill Belichick's here, and now they have a top-five class. That hasn't happened.
Now, it's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Now, apparently 37 transfers under Belichick. Phil Steele had them as 57th in FBS, but their transfer portal class, according to, I guess is this Rivals or 24/7, had them at top 10, at number 9,
okay,
as far as the transfers that came into the program. So we'll see.
Hey, we're going to see. Hey, let's get to story number 3.
Story number 3.
Daily Download brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Also coming up, we've got another family four-pack to give you to come hang out with us as we are going to be up at Margaritaville, guys, at Lake Lanier Islands. That's going to happen August 1st. And we'll be doing our show live up there, 2 to 6. Tickets provided by Margaritaville at Lake Lanier Islands Water Park. Tickets on sale at MargaritavilleResorts.com. Falcons made their way in, reporting today. Everybody's there. Tomorrow camp gets underway, and let's get to it. Finally, football is back. And for all the conversation and all the stuff we've talked about this offseason, this group, these guys have a chance to prove it. Now, we talked to Steve Weiss yesterday from NFL Network, and he said, in his opinion, there are no more excuses when it comes to this Falcon football team.
Well, it should be. I mean, we've talked about it before. I mean, where are the excuses for the Falcons now, right? You know, their draft plan of drafting Michael Penix after signing Kirk Cousins, it's in effect. Michael Penix is the quarterback. You know, they go out, they add to their defense. They finally pay attention to edge rusher in the draft, and they get two. The offensive line is good. The running backs are good. The receiver room is good. So where are the excuses? There aren't any. It is time to show up, let the process, let the plan play out, and see if it results in a playoff berth. And, I mean, I think the expectations should be high. I think the fans should demand that this team win ball games because, frankly, when you look at the roster, when you look at the coaching staff, I'll say it once again, there aren't any excuses.
I agree with Steve, man. And D. Orlando Ledbetter, thanks, Mike and Carl. He posted today as Caden Ellis, it's one of the first Falcons today, sort of check-in day, as Carl mentioned, saying that he's excited about Jeff Ulbrich and the new-look defense and how he's putting the defense together. And he says that he thinks it's going to come together pretty quick. So, again, we love Caden. I thought he was a guy that was not, you know, didn't maximize his talents last year at times with Jimmy Lake. A little bit better later in the season when Rock got involved.
You know why he's excited, Mike? Because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, Jimmy was not good. It wasn't good.
Have you ever been, you guys, you ever take a class and you realize the professor or the teacher's like, this? They don't know what they're doing. Like, they're supposed to teach this class, but it's like, you feel like it's a lost cause as soon as they open their mouth. That is what I sense happened last year. Not dogging the guy out, but Mike, it was obvious. This defense was a mess.
I've had many experiences in radio working with people in management who I got the impression really didn't know what they were doing. Without naming names. But yes, so now hopefully these guys will be in a place to succeed. Everybody, and Carl mentioned, if you missed the top of the show, where were you? But he mentioned that Chris Lindstrom was talking about, man, there's some really impressed with the rookie class. We presume that to mean some of the guys he's looking at across the line.
Yeah, look, it gets me excited when guys get excited about what they're seeing. Because, again, this is what we heard, the rumors last year about Penix.
Right.
And how good he looked at practice and nobody was saying, because we didn't think he was going to play. So it was one of those moot points, Mike, that we really didn't discuss, but we were hearing that. And so to hear this from a guy that's pretty damn good, Chris Lindstrom, guys, we got one of the best guards in the league.
Right.
And if he's seeing this and feeling this, then hopefully that's going to translate to some guys performing on the field.
I'm excited. Now, how excited? We'll find out. Because I said I'd be pragmatic. And then after minicamp.
How pragmatic?
Well, I got a little juiced in minicamp. You know, talking to, you know, the guys. And you know, it was the AJ Terrell conversation, talking to some of the dudes off the air. But I talked to Day-Day. You know, I got to get back to my initial statement.
What's that?
Pre-draft.
What's that?
Prove it. Show
Mike
me.
Mike Missouri Bell, no. Show me. Are you going back to this?
I just feel like I have been, have I not been the one-man hype machine for this team? And you too. I'm the hype team. But I'm not. I'm just feeling, you know, tomorrow, we'll see, Carl. We'll see how I feel. I know people are excited about coming to Hooters.
See how you feel.
I mean, well, it's just guys in helmets and shorts, man. I mean, we got to see some hitting. We'll see some pads popping.
That's going to happen in due time. I just want to see him make some explosive plays. That's what I'd like to see.
Orin shaking his head. I know. I say it every time.
Mike, I want to get back to saying, what's up, Darnell? I want to get back to Drake making spectacular plays. I want to get back to Pitts. Okay, I'm hoping Pitts does something.
For me to say I won't be excited tomorrow is like saying you won't be excited for Christmas as a little kid. It's stupid. You know, you're going to be like, woohoo. But, you know, it's 7 years without the playoffs,
it's a long time, bro.
You look at any –
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are looking at those teams that you think about before the Lions got their act together. You know, like a decade of just meh.
Like I'm starving right now.
Starving for quality football.
I feel that's how I feel.
Well, I mean, we left Tampa. We got back on the plane down there. It was fun. Man, we're on top of the world. Yeah, we lost it. You know, we had a loss in there, but we beat the Cowboys. Remember beating the Cowboys? Felt good.
Oh, it felt great.
And then the wheels came off.
Yeah. I mean, Dak was out of that game. Cowboy fans were leaving the stadium early. It was the best.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.